Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But let's get into this ball game, because as we do every week, kind of come in here right away, give our three things, three takeaways from this game. Mego, I'm going to start with you. This Patriots loss.
Oh. All right. So, you know, I know we're supposed to focus on what we saw, but this week I'm going to focus on, aside from all the Mac Jones drama and everything, what we didn't see. And that's Hunter Henry. Where the hell is Hunter Henry?
I am putting
him on the side of a milk carton because he's been missing through these first three games of 2022. He's been targeted just five times, only three catches, no touchdowns. This was your number one red zone threat outside of Damian Harris all last season. And besides that, he was attached at the hip with Mac Jones off the field. Same time last year, he had 13 targets, 10 catches through the first three games of 2021. Your red zone efficiency, not great. You're 4-for-9 in the red zone so far this season. I just don't understand why he appears to be no part of the red zone strategy for this team so far.
Well, Bill did. Bill's on this morning, and he did. I'm looking for the quote here. Oh, yeah. So when it comes to that was actually Kendrick Bourne. So when it comes to Hunter Henry, is it the same way they view Kendrick Bourne? Is it personnel situation specific? You know, is it the Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry splitting reps if they don't go two tight ends? Like, who gets, you know, first shot at, you know, the one back, one tight end looks? You know, is one guy more of a blocker, the other guy's more of a receiver? Can you get more out of Jonnu Smith than you can Hunter Henry? I don't know.
Well, we haven't gotten any indication that it's anything like the Kendrick Bourne situation, because that came out of training camp and preseason, where there was apparently a lot of off-field and equipment issues and being late for one meeting ahead of the Carolina Panthers preseason game, and all these questions around his performance. We haven't heard anything like that about Hunter Henry going into this season. It's just been very quiet, and he's just been completely off the radar, to the point where I texted you guys during the game. I go, Henry.
Yeah, he caught a pass.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, do you think coaches play favorites? Do you think they have favorites?
He's out there 74% of the time in this game. He's out there 77% of the time. The opening game, I think it was like 50%, a little bit low, but the tight ends were low in that second game. But it's not like Kendrick Bourne, where he's not getting the snaps. He's not getting on the field. I agree. And last year, if you remember, if you go back the first 2 weeks, it was last year, Jonnu Smith was actually getting 4 or 5 catches a game the first 2 weeks. And then New Orleans happened, where he looked like he couldn't catch a football. And then Hunter Henry sort of took off. And it wasn't a ton of volume, but it was like, you know, 2 catches, 1 touchdown. You know, 4 catches, 1 touchdown. You know, so there was the red zone again. I'm with you. I don't know. I mean, the thing is like, it's not like Jonnu Smith, where like year one you looked at him and said, huge disappointment, we need more out of him. This is one of the bright spots. This was one of the good free agents that they signed.
And by the way, he's making a crap ton of money.
Yeah.
So I know that they're not supposed to look at what they're paying guys and try to get the most out of it. But I just think, once again, it's another case of, we heard that this offense was being streamlined, revamped, in order to get the ball in the hands of playmakers. And Hunter Henry was one of your top two playmakers last season. So it's just a strange regression, at least in terms of production.
Yeah, he needs to be involved more. So I like that, because I was thinking the same exact thing. And then sure enough, he caught a pass. One pass that they threw to him, he caught. Tough catch, too. But for me, I don't know. At no point in this game did I think that the Patriots are going to, you know, close it out. I actually was just waiting for them to screw it up. Which I think is more of, would be our father's Patriots team, Lou. Like, it would be yours, Mega. Like, because, like,
depends
our kids,
how old you are.
Like, our kids, there. If our kids were to say, my parents, Patriots team, would mean that they sucked. No, it'd be good.
No,
right?
if you got a young kid,
yeah,
it's not your father's Patriots. Yes. Those are 20 years of excellence.
Yeah. Even if you're my age, it's not your father's Patriots team, because that was still the last, like, it was still 20 years ago winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah, so I think it's like, it's back to that. It's back to, I was there at Sullivan Field. It's like, it's those days. It's when they couldn't win. They couldn't get out of their own way. And the games were always blacked out. Because I kept feeling like, I felt like they played 3.5 great quarters. 3.5 quarters of, like, good, solid football where they weren't screwing it up, where they weren't wasting opportunities, and they weren't making critical mistakes. And then they did everything I didn't want them to do. And I just feel like that's more of their DNA. I mean, like, their DNA is more of, okay, you wait for it. Like, another team, you wait for it, they'll cough it up. You wait for it, they'll do something stupid. You wait for it, they'll have a holding call, an offsides penalty, a pass interference, or the coordinator will call a stupid fourth down play, and you'll be scrambling to try to complete it. To me, like, that's dangerous territory right there. When, even when you're playing well, you internally go, are we going to mess this up? Because I feel like that's what they're turning into.
And yeah. It's funny because watching that game, you hear the announcers say time and time again, like, this doesn't look like Patriots football. This doesn't. And you go, well, I don't know if we can sit here and say this is Patriots football or not Patriots football. The better way to phrase it, I think, would be this doesn't look like a Bill Belichick team for the most part. You look at the last couple years and time again, we've been saying, that's not what a Belichick team does. They don't have those stupid penalties. They don't have 12 guys on the field on a defensive snap.
After, like, a timeout?
Yeah, exactly.
You just show Belichick, Belichick, and he just, like, just blind stare, like, just onto the field, like, oops, I'm sorry. Is that my fault? Like, you know, and you're absolutely right, but this is, for me, I almost felt like before the Mac Jones injury, I was kind of looking at a moral victory Monday.
Really?
Yeah, because my bar is set differently than yours.
Wow.
You know, when you're talking about them disappointing, I don't think they're a very good
football
team.
It's a moral victory Monday.
Before Mac got hurt, then it sort of changes the whole thing because you mentioned it. For three quarters, you sat there. Offensively, they were doing things I didn't think they were capable of. You know, they were throwing. He was accurate down the field. There were some big plays. I thought they were running effectively. I thought defensively, they were kind of harnessing Lamar Jackson. Remember that first half? I thought was fantastic. That drive at the end of the first half to get 3 points, that was so old school. And then to come out at halftime and go right down the field and score a touchdown, you're like, huh, okay. Like, that feeling alone, granted it was 2.5 quarters, really 3 quarters, and then Mac threw that first pick, which was awful. Then I sat there and said, okay, you can work with this. Like, we can work with this. You know, like, this could be 9 wins. I don't know. And then, you know, then he gets hurt. So even if they had lost and he didn't get hurt, I would have felt better about what I saw offensively. And just wonder what happened that second half to sort of lose focus on Lamar Jackson.
So that's your takeaway. That's your moral victory Monday was ruined by his injury.
No, because I was actually looking at it going, yeah, this looks pretty. And without Kyle Duggar, we know how big of a role that was with Lamar Jackson. I thought that they contained him, but again, he blew up in that second half. They blew up in the fourth quarter. And you know, now we start focusing in on things. It's like, you know, Mac Jones, I know he's hurt right now, but okay, he looked good for 3 quarters, but you know, he looked bad in the fourth, obviously, late in games. So now it's like, okay, well, I wanted to see more of it. Say, okay, can he recover and look better in fourth quarters? Is this going to be the issue that we have?
See, to me, they're trending towards the worst possible position as an NFL team. Like, you're not great, you're not terrible, you're just kind of right in the middle. So you don't necessarily win every game, you don't lose every game. Like, you win some games you shouldn't, and you lose some games that you should easily win. So in the end of the day, you end up 500. And it's just a head-scratching, frustrating, emotional roller coaster that drives you freaking insane because you sit there and go, wow, we got a good team. But, you know, it's only a couple plays. Like that whole line from Bill after that Miami game, hey, it's only – other than a couple plays, it's pretty even. All right, so what are we at now? Is it other than like 8 plays, it was pretty even? Like, is that the difference that we're talking about? Or is Lamar Jackson such a unicorn, such a psychopath, like, on the football field, that it didn't matter what you did, you were never going to overcome 4 interceptions, 4 turnovers. You're not that good. You can't do that. Nelson Aguilar, you can't cough the ball up twice in 3 weeks, like, off a catch. Like, to me, these are things that just haunt you. Like, if you look at their turnover differential right now in the NFL, the Patriots are number 2 in the league. And we're actually tied with the Jets, New Orleans, and I can't forget who the other team was. And those teams, oh, the Commanders. So it's those 3 teams. And those teams are combined 3-6. There's a reason why the worst turnover differential teams are the worst in the league, because they keep coughing it up. Well, so New Orleans is always going to be a crappy team. The Commanders will always be a crappy team. Patriots, You can't sit there and be crappy. So Mike Reese had this, and I'll shut up. Mike Reese had this last night. I thought it was important because if you go back to where Mac Jones was last year, so he has 5 interceptions already. Last year, he didn't have 5 interceptions till week 5 after the 5th game. He's already way above his average over 1 year. All these signs are scary, I guess, if you're a fan.
But, Christian, doesn't that go back to perhaps what it feels like the coaching is forcing him to do? Or asking him to do, I should say, which is not really playing to his strengths in my book. But quickly to your point, Lou, like, I felt very similar to you in watching the first half and first half of the third quarter, I'd say,
yeah,
where I never expected this offense to put up 26 points. And I was impressed that Mac was able to improvise, that Devontae Parker was able to find those deep connections when it worked, and that, you know, Ramondre Stevenson finally started to explode. Dietrich Wise was a total pig.
Nice.
Like,
oh, look
I
at
know.
You.
Nice. Like 3
Learning
sacks
the
on
lingo.
They looked like Love they were really containing Lamar in a really smart way. And I was watching it going like, huh, there's like some really good stuff here to build on. This is making me feel a little bit like that Dallas game last year where I watched and I go, this team doesn't suck. This team's going to rip off some wins this season. And I was getting a little amped up. But the thing that I kept coming back to was Mac didn't look like he was excelling in the areas where we've seen him excel. Like, we talk about his strengths being his judgment, the way he's able to see things at the line, like in all these really quick processing things. And those weren't his strengths yesterday at all. His decision-making was really rough at some points.
Yeah.
And that's not all on him. Some of it was also guys like Devontae Parker running the wrong routes or not understanding what the read is or all of these different disjointed things on the offense. But I also go back to, okay, it's great to see Mac Jones be able to scramble, be able to run in, rush for a touchdown. Good for him. It's those elements of his game. But it troubles me more to see the stuff that he wasn't doing that we took as kind of givens to what the strengths that this young quarterback had.
You know, I do think there's I would call them Zach Wilson mistakes.
Mecca. Yes, totally.
Just random, reckless, you know, I got to make something happen because I do feel like there's this – I feel like he, and this is me just spitballing, has kind of accepted this burden, like an extra burden that he has to do more, that he has to do extra, that he has to be better and smarter and anticipate better and throw better, like all those things because of the situation that they're in. And I do think that he takes unnecessary risk in this game and just overall. And it's only been 3 games, and maybe it'll change, but hell, we may not know for another 5 weeks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.